Good morning. It's Monday, April 22nd. Earth Day. That's right, on this day, 2,024 years ago, Earth was born. I remember it well. No, this is obviously a day to celebrate Earth and what it gives to us, and remember that we all have a vested interest in its survival. Because while I would be fine with some people living on Mars, I certainly don't want to be there if they're there. And really, there's no alternative to Earth, so take out that recycling, compost if you can, and just do your part. And now, the news. Let's start with an update on the Israel-Hamas war, because in Friday's episode, I had to do a record scratch. So let's talk about all the things that happened over the weekend. First, yes, on Friday, Israel did launch a retaliatory attack against Iran. Following that, Iran grounded flights because the airstrike was near an airbase and a nuclear site. However, it's important to note here that not unlike Iran's attack on Israel, this had minimal damage, and both Israel and Iran seem to be, for now, downplaying both attacks, hopefully signaling that they've both had their moments, unideal as they may be, but are not looking to turn this into a larger, more widespread escalation. Now, that doesn't mean they're moving forward towards any type of resolution. It simply means they are not willing to turn this exact back and forth into a broader war. So that's that. In Gaza's Rafah, 22 people were killed Saturday night as Israel continued their near daily air raids on the southern city. That 22 people includes 18 children. Rafah is where about half of Gaza's population has sought refuge and is currently living, and that is where near daily airstrikes are happening amid Israel's vow to expand its ground offensive in the city. All of this as the United States was on track to approve a multi-billion dollar military aid package to Israel. How close are they to that military aid package? Well, over the weekend, the House passed a $95 billion funding package that includes $61 billion in aid for Ukraine, more than $26 billion for Israel, and more than $8 billion for Indo-Pacific security. A fourth bill in this package includes, among other things, a new potential TikTok ban. Yeah. So the first TikTok ban passed through the House, but there is no clear path to success for it on its own in the Senate. So instead, it has been attached to aid for other countries, aid places like Ukraine desperately needs. Now, in theory, the Senate can send it back to the House, ask the language removing the TikTok ban to be removed, and then move forward from there. But aid is so urgently needed in Ukraine that it is unlikely that'll happen. So we'll see. But as a reminder, just on how bills become laws, if this gets signed off on, it will head to Biden's desk for security. If he signs it, as he has said in the past that he would do, that starts the clock on a 270-day window in which TikTok needs to find a new buyer. This is absurd. And by the way, this is like not just because I use TikTok. I think it's absurd. I think it's absurd in general. If TikTok is that dangerous, tell us. Millions of people, myself included, are using this every single day. I have a right to know if it is as dangerous as they're acting like it is. I also have a right to know how this is any different than what Meta does, than what Elon Musk does. If you think that they're not using all of your information, you're wrong. And if it's not that dangerous, just tell us why Project Texas doesn't work and why we want to find a different solution. I understand that for our own security as a nation, there are going to be things that us civilians don't always get to know about national security. I get that. But as they continue to say nothing, all it sounds like is happening here is that the government does not want an app that makes as much money as TikTok does to be owned by somebody outside of our country. And that's not great also. So I think we just need more information, you know? We'll see what happens here. The Senate is expected to vote on this tomorrow. In the meantime, the least serious person in the House, Marjorie Taylor Greene, though competition is stiff, has called on Speaker Johnson to resign over the passage of Ukraine aid. She added in an interview over the weekend that if he does not resign, he will be vacated. We'll see what happens here as well. It's very hard to know who to root for, right? Because we have Marjorie Taylor Greene, who we never want to have a congressional win. And then we have Speaker Johnson, who is such a weirdo. And his vibe is that he wears a bow tie. I know he doesn't wear them very often, but the vibe is that he always wears a bow tie, but not in a good way. And I'll be taking no more questions on that. I don't know how to explain it. He's a little weirdo, but he's normally a bad, but in this moment, he did something that was good for Ukraine. So hard to know who to root for here. It does sound like Democrats will come in and save Speaker Johnson if this motion to vacate does come up for a vote, which is kind of his only path to success here. But then also, on the other hand, while that will be a momentary path to success for him, any type of bipartisanship is seen by the Republicans as being the worst thing that has ever existed. It will be a win for him in the moment, but it's not going to be a win for him long term if the Democrats do step in. So we'll see. What a week we have ahead of us. And then some absolutely tragic news out of Michigan, where an 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother have died and more than a dozen were injured after a drunk driver crashed into a birthday party at a boat club on Saturday. Of the injured, many are critically injured. The driver, a 66-year-old woman, is in custody and cooperating with police. And I mentioned what a week we have ahead of us. A couple things to look out for just today. Today, we will see the opening statements for the Trump hearing. You will hear people call this a hush money trial. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I'll continue to say it. This is a 2016 election interference crime. In order to keep information from you, the voter, Donald Trump falsified business documents to hide the fact that he had multiple affairs, including with Stormy Daniels, because he already knew he did not have a great reputation after he was caught on tape admitting to sexually assaulting women by kissing and grabbing them without asking. He could not keep that a secret, so instead he paid to keep this information from you so that you, the voter, could not have access to everything you needed in order to make a decision about who should run the country. That is what this trial is for. Now, if it were me, I would say that that does not describe somebody who deserves to ever be elected again to anything. President, any elected position, he should not be able to be elected to a Donald Trump fan club. And actually, I don't know, I guess that's just the Republican Party, but I see now that I've gone off the rails. Don't get me wrong. Dude never stood a chance with me, but still, like, tell other people what this case is actually about. Also happening today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether ticketing folks who are experiencing homelessness and living on the streets is an Eighth Amendment violation. As a reminder, the Eighth Amendment is the one that notes, quote, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. So is ticketing cruel and unusual punishment? This is what the court will decide. And I think, wow, what a perfect group of people to decide this. Let's definitely let Alico, who said that the only reason he flew private on that Alaskan fishing trip is because the seat was empty and it would be sad if someone wasn't sitting in it. That's who should be deciding anything regarding folks who are experiencing homelessness. According to a December Department of Housing and Urban Development study, on about any given night, more than 650,000 people in the United States are unhoused, and about 40 of which do not have adequate shelter. The city that began ticketing people sleeping on the streets say that this policy is actually an anti-camping ordinance, and it includes everyone sleeping outside in specific areas with bedding, be it a sleeping bag or bundled up clothing. Critics of the law say that the only people sleeping on sidewalks are unhoused. Again, arguments for that will be heard today. And that's it. That's the news. I'm proud of the Earth. It's round. That seems to be news or a point of contention for some people for reasons truly unknowable. It's great overall, though. We should be nicer to it. But more than Earth, because Earth has a lot of great things, but it also has mosquitoes and Elon Musk for some reason. But you have a lot of great things and not mosquitoes and hopefully not Elon Musk. And because of that, I'm proud of you.